Euradio présente Europina Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Welcome to Europe in a Soundbite. Today we're going to talk about Catholic nuns in Europe.
The number of nuns increased considerably in the 19th century. What was their importance in Europe?
This increase was very significant in Europe, especially in France. 400 religious orders were created between 1800 and 1880. An average of 7 in every 1,000 women in French society were nuns, the highest number in Europe. There were also French religious orders located in other European countries, like the Strasbourg Sisters of Charity in Germany. Still, this religious growth impacted all the countries of Europe. We should really be saying religious sisters rather than nuns when talking about this increase. They were not cloistered, delivered simple vows that were renewed annually, depended on a superior general, and were centralised around a mother house. The sisters were allowed to change establishments and so, for the most part, weren't spending their whole lives between monastery walls.
If they were not cloistered, what role did they play in society? Did this have an impact on the increase?
The sisters were mostly engaged in the activities of teaching and caregiving. As the state was still not meeting the demands for care and education, religious orders offered a docile yet competent workforce and worked as a kind of public service staff. The sisters sometimes invested their own resources in order to contribute to the development of their work, and they drew in private donors. They were also solicited by benefactors to provide the care and education services in private establishments. This strong demand is part of what encouraged the growth in the number of religious orders in the 19th century. However, despite all the services they gave, the modernized states began to worry about their influence and power. Many had extensive property assets, for example. Whether it was the Kulturkampf in Germany or the Third Republic in France, at the end of the 19th and the start of the 20th century, European states denounced the increase in the number of religious orders and the influence these orders had over women, children, and medical patients. Thus, many anti-clerical laws chased the sisters out of schools and hospitals.
Some people argue that entering a religious order is a life choice that reduces women's freedoms, as they are submitting to a religious authority. Is that really the case?
In fact, entering a religious order for life offered a particular status to women, and they were neither cloistered nor married. It was an alternative to the assignation of marriage and was more honourable than celibacy. Inside the religious order, the sisters learned their trade and could have careers that, in the 19th century, weren't normally accessible to women. They attained posts of responsibility, they distributed funds, they led establishments that were basically businesses, and they negotiated with male, civil, and religious authorities. Some of them had even more ability to work because of the opportunity to go on faraway missions. From the 1900s to the 1930s, they created new careers for themselves: nurses, doctors, social workers, and developed trade unions in women's jobs. In a way, they were participating in a moderate form of feminism.
Today, however, this lifestyle and religious engagement has been strongly reduced and seems foreign again, even. When does this date from? How can it be explained?
After the 1960s, this lifestyle seemed strange and outdated in the context of the era, an era in which individual autonomy, personal fulfillment, and moral liberation were valued. The place of women in the church was also up for debate. At the time of the Second Vatican Council, the church imposed reforms which returned religious orders to their original identities, simplified the clothing, and democratized the power within religious institutes. The motivation to become a religious sister continued to decrease, as it was no longer necessary for a woman to enter into a religion to be able to work in nursing, teaching, or social work. The numerous dropouts and the aging demographic of the religious orders only added to this decline. Today, the religious sisters of European origin are progressively disappearing. The attitudes are reappearing in communities of meditators that preach separation from the world.
Today's Europe in a Soundbite on Catholic nuns in Europe was created by Anne Jotham following the work of Mathieu Brejon de Lavernier. It was read by Ellen Weaver and translated by Owen Atkinson. Find out more on www.ehne.fr.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.